transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
Many times in our lives, we know that there are many needs and anxieties and difficulties that come in our life. And in those times that we'll pass by the church and we'll come in and we'll light a candle and we will venerate the icons, we may do our matanyas in front of the church, we may sit here and pray for a while, we may even come and make a tama to one of the saints. And sometimes, or many times, depending, after our anangi passes, after our difficult time passes, many times we forget to return to the church. Many times we take the gift that God has given us. It may have been healing, it may have been a new job, it may have been the healing of a relationship. Maybe we had something, some parapuno with somebody in our family. And afterwards we go about our life and we forget to return to the church. That is the story of this morning's gospel. There were 10 men who needed God's attention. And they came and they fell in front of him and asked him for help. And it says here that Jesus saw them. He said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they turned to return to the priests, they were healed. So they first came to Christ. They first came to the church. And on their way out, they were healed. 9 of them went about their business. I'm sure that they were thankful. I'm sure that they appreciated God's healing. But they went on their way as if they had no responsibility to return to God. Only one man came back. And he came as many of us do. And he came and he knelt and he bowed in front of our Lord and Savior. And it says in the gospel, worshiped him, glorified him. And Jesus says, were there not 10 cleansed? Then he did a deca. Where are the other 9? Just this xenos, just this foreigner. The 9 who knew better. The 9 who should have known the proper way to return to God. You see, in the Old Testament, if we look into the Old Testament, we see the richness of a life of God's people. And we see the beautiful tradition of all of the sacrifices to the temple. If you were healed from this, if you healed this, if you have a newborn baby, this. There's a beautiful outline in the Old Testament. I encourage you to go and read it. Learn how the ancient people thanked God for their blessings. And so they should have known better. And yet the 9 just went about their way. It's the one today, my brothers and sisters, that is an inspiration for us. That foreigner, that xenos. In my 23 years of ministry, I have encountered a lot of xeni. A lot of foreigners into our church. And I don't mean non-Greeks. I mean people who are true visitors to our church who don't know any of our customs. And they come and they learn about our traditions. They come and they learn our way of life. And they come and say to me, "Father, I want to be Orthodox. Nanavloimeno, wonderful. May it be blessed by God. And we begin a relationship because they have learned our ways. And they come into our family and they become one of us. Unfortunately, most of us who have grown up in the church, we forget many of our own customs and our own traditions and our own way of life. We come to God and we ask Him for things, but then we forget to return. My brothers and sisters, when God gives us this gospel, He wouldn't be telling us this story today if it weren't somehow true in our lives. Πολλές φορές ακούσουμε στο Ευαγγέλιο και σκεφτόμαστε, δεν είναι για μένα. Είναι αλήθεια, δεν είναι για μένα, για αυτήν, για αυτόν. Many times we hear the gospel, we think to ourselves, well, it's not really for me. It's those other people who have to be paying attention. It's for the other people who have to change their lives. I made a challenge for you last week. Ah, yelate. I encouraged you to change your seats today. I don't think you did, because I still see you in the same seats. Two of you came and asked for Avia to stay in your seats. The rest of you, po, 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 po. I think we talked about moving the choir over here last week, too. It's okay. But the reality is, my brothers and sisters, sometimes we have to shake ourselves up. Sometimes we have to look and listen to the gospel and realize it's for me, too, not just for the other people to listen to. When God says, "Where are the others?" He's speaking to us. Where are we? What have we done to say thank you to God? Πώς να τον ευχαριστούμε στον Θεό? How have we thanked God in our life? Or have we, like the nine, just gone about our business? The one foreigner who returned is what Christ says this. Arise, go your way. Now in English it says here, your faith has made you well. And in Greek it says, sesoseke, your faith has saved you. We are saved, my brothers and sisters, when we never forget to return to God to give Him our thanks, not just for the big blessings that He has given us, not just for the really big struggles that we have to overcome, but for the small things as well, for the daily blessings. As the saying is, my feet touched the ground today. I have much to be thankful for. And the greatest way that the church helps us give thanks to God, straight from the Old Testament, is the Divine Liturgy. Η Θεία Ευχαριστία, Θεία Κοινωνία λέμε. Θεία Ευχαριστία, the divine expression of thanks to God. That's how we as Orthodox give thanks to God. We return to His church. And we bring the prosphoro and the lathi and the krasi. And we celebrate the liturgy. Θα κάναμε λειτουργία. Θεία ευχαριστία. Now, there are going to be some of us today who come into the church, and when I come out with the Aya, με το φόβο Θεού, many of us are just going to stay in our seats. We won't come forward to give thanks to God. Some of us will even bring our children to say thank you to God, and we're going to turn around and return to our seats. Πρέπει να μεταλάβετε κάθε Κυριακή. Πρέπει να είσαστε έτοιμοι να μεταλάβετε. You must be prepared, my brothers and sisters, to receive the body and blood of Christ each and every Sunday as your thanksgiving to God. The divine liturgy is not an obligation, but an expression of our thanks to Him. And when we come to the church and we do not prepare to receive Holy Communion, and we come and then we leave without the full experience of the divine liturgy, if we come and we do not receive Holy Communion simply because we didn't want to prepare, then we're like the nine who just go on their way. God has blessed us, but we just go on our way. This is our life, my brothers and sisters. The church is the center of our life. How beautiful here in Tarpon Springs. You can see the church from blocks away. The church is a reminder that God is here for us. And we come and we bow and we beg Him for assistance. Let's not forget to give thanks. And it has to be more than just Ευχαριστώ. Με λατρεία, with the worship of God, to come into His church. Now, if that means that we have some work to do to be prepared for that thanksgiving, if we have to go for holy confession, if we have to fast, all of this is part of the picture now. Η Θεία Κοινωνία δεν είναι κοκακόλα. Holy Communion is not something to be taken lightly. We must be properly prepared. But we must receive. And if we are not receiving because we're choosing to not prepare ourselves, then we are telling God, like these nine, I have something better to do. But it's the one who comes back who is saved by God. We all receive His blessings. We all receive the gifts from God. All of us are going to live forever. But not all of us will be saved in that life if we continue to move on with our own agendas in life and not bring our entire life and return it to Him and bow down in front of Him and thank God and worship Him. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.